You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
That is why we are here today, to answer the pleas of those crying for justice and crying for help for those people in Chicago and other cities where we'll be. Help is on its way.
July the 23rd, 2020, President Trump addressing Operation Legend. He's using that Operation Legend to surge federal agents into Chicago, Kansas City, and other areas where crime and rioting is out of control. Protests that start off peacefully become riots, or nowadays don't even begin as a peaceful demonstration. They begin as a riot, and blue city leaders, governors, failing to put a stop to it. Of course, Trump is quickly labeled a racist, accused of trying to start a race war. We're going to get into that in great detail. And, of course, the other question, is this constitutional? You're also going to hear from a mother who lost her four-year-old son to gang violence, and she's definitely in support of Operation Legend to get more help into cities that are either too strained or have handcuffed their own police too much where they can't do the job to protect the citizens. And the worm is turning on progressive leaders. Progressive leaders like Portland Mayor Wheeler now being attacked by the mob, the very mob he was trying to endorse and support. Portland Mayor Wheeler wanted to join the protesters last night as they, once again, for 50-plus nights straight, tried to attack and burn down a federal courthouse building in Portland. He wanted to join them, get in the midst, say, hey, I'm right here, I'm with you. He even got some residual tear gas. I think he probably thought, that shows I'm here, I'm with the struggle, I'm down with the struggle, I'm supporting you. But you know what happened? He got booed by the protesters. They gave him a list of demands. Others shouting, you need to resign. His effort to join and be down with the struggle with the rest of them ended with his security detail trying to get him safely out of the area. Now, no protesters appeared to physically harm him, but they did try to break through his security detail. So what if he didn't have security? I'm thinking, defund the security detail for Wheeler. He wants to defund police in his city. How about defunding your security detail and defund the security detail for every single Democrat mayor, governor, politician who shouts defund the police? And we're getting word now of something that happened the other night in Portland, and I'm waiting for more details on it. Some of those coming, of course, to attack the federal buildings and the federal agents that are there, they're Border Customs Patrol agents, now assigned to protect that property. That's part of the duty of federal agents. They had to protect federal property. Well, while they're trying to do their job, these folks keep showing up, trying to rip plywood off the glass windows and doors of the federal courthouse, throwing in Molotov cocktails, firing commercial fireworks into them, trying to start a fire, even though they know there are people inside the building. They also come with various items to throw. They come all dressed in black with their own shields and face masks. They look like a SWAT unit themselves. And they also, in some cases, have been aiming laser beams at the eyes of these federal agents. And there's a report that four of these agents might have permanent eye damage. Maybe not fully blinded, but permanent eye damage and loss of vision because of that. This is a protest. What is it achieving? Does anyone really remember how this all started and why? And the name of the man that was killed by police unnecessarily and wrongly? It's been lost, hasn't it? John Malcolm is going to join us from the Heritage Foundation. We'll talk about the constitutionality of Operation Legend, the value of such an operation. And I've got more today on that Planned Parenthood blockbuster that came out of New York City yesterday. The New York City Planned Parenthood group deciding to take the founder's name off their abortion flagship, removing Margaret Sanger's name, now recognizing that she started Planned Parenthood for eugenics, to rid the nation of black citizens, or at least to begin to call out black citizens that were not going to be useful. That was the intent. We're going to get into that in more detail. We've got a lot to cover for the next 2 hours. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Tom Wellington and his staff at Wellington Environmental have certainly been busy over the last several weeks, making sure businesses and hospitals and nursing homes are clear of COVID-19. As you begin to reopen, try to restart your business, I would encourage you to contact Wellington Environmental. I'll give you a phone number in a moment. They can come in, assess the situation at a very reasonable cost, and make sure your facility is clear of COVID-19. And even after you're open, if something comes up and you're not sure, you want to contact Wellington Environmental. And not only for COVID-19, for any other threat, mold, any toxic situation. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. In business for 30 years, you know they're doing it right. Be well with Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
That is why we are here today, to answer the pleas of those crying for justice and crying for help for those people in Chicago and other cities where we'll be. Help is on its way.
Again, the words of President Trump talking about Operation Legend. That's the title of the plan to begin to surge federal agents into areas such as Chicago, Kansas City, and any other area that's seeing an outbreak of violence and rioting and cannot be or is not being controlled by local police and authorities. And in some cases where they're basically given stand down orders, just let it happen. That's what happened in Seattle. Police were told to abandon the police precinct. So what did it next? Well, they attacked the precinct, took it over, and then began to take over businesses and threaten those living inside their so-called autonomous zone. Not everyone in Chicago, obviously, wants Trump to do anything. And in fact, the mayor and others saying, we don't want you, we're not asking for you, we don't need you. Stay out. The fact that they don't want additional federal agents on their streets and Trump sending them anyway, is that a constitutional issue? We're going to get into that in more detail later this hour. And, of course, you also do have those inside Chicago who say, yeah, we need more help and protection on our streets. And anybody that visits Chicago would probably want to do this, see the same. The violence in Chicago, not just tied to the riots and so forth and protests that go violent like they did at the tearing down of the Columbus statue, but just on a constant basis in Chicago, every weekend, more deaths often occurring between gang shootouts or targeting each other and end up taking innocent lives, children. But the attitude of those inside Chicago that are liberals and controlling what they can, they see this as a move by President Trump to basically what he's doing in the process by sending more federal agents in is terrorizing the nation. Here are the words of Congressman Bobby Rush, Democrat, Illinois.
Anytime you send a group of armed bandits, outlaws, in a uniform, no name, no insignia, no identification, and you just snatch up innocent people innocent people, man, and you take them and you take them off to some unrecognized, unknown place. You are really terrorizing a nation. You're terrorizing communities. And for Trump to talk about sending federal agents in Chicago, we won't stand for it.
We won't stand for it. I don't know Democrat Congressman Bobby Rush. His wording, his phrasing seemed to be very stilted, off a little bit. I mean, I don't know if he also has some kind of speech impediment. I just want you to keep that in mind. Don't be attacking on how he said it or how he phrased it. But the bottom line was, his point being that Trump's sending in these bandits and armed people that have no identification. He's referring to federal agents. They are federal agents. And this thing about these agents not having their names displayed, in Portland already, dozens of federal law enforcement officers in Portland, members of the Federal Protective Service, Borders and Customs Patrol agents who have been there, they've been doxxed. You know what that means? At least according to the operations director, at least 38 of those agents have been doxxed. And that's why they took their name badges off, because folks were looking at their name, tracing them down, finding out where they lived and are their family, and then sending notices out. Here's where they live. Here's their family. In other words, putting a target on their family. That's what's happening with these anarchists in Portland. That's why they're not wearing names, but yes, they are obviously federal agents. There's no denying that. And here's Congressman Rush talking about how Trump is terrorizing the nation and terrorizing his city if he sends those in. President Trump took time while discussing Operation Legend to discuss how Chicago is terrorizing its own citizens.
Last year, Chicago politicians forced the release of illegal aliens charged with crimes such as assault, armed robbery, strangulation, and attempted murder. My administration will be working to remove dangerous offenders sprung loose by these deadly policies and, frankly, by these deadly politicians. America must be a sanctuary for law-abiding citizens, not criminal aliens. My vision for America's cities could not be more different from the lawlessness being pushed by the extreme radical left.
That's exactly to the point. And he made it clear that some of these illegals, since Chicago is a sanctuary city, as is L.A., San Fran, Detroit, Kansas City, Boston, Chicago, D.C., New York. He says, we'll be looking for those guys in particular and round them up. You should have held them for federal immigration agents, and you didn't. So they may well be enforcing that as well. These, as he just listed, those who have been released for all those crimes, you want them back on your streets? I don't care what your view is on illegal immigrants. Do you really want folks charged with those kinds of crimes? And I know it's only charged, but you're going to have to accept the fact that when they catch them, they're often running in gangs and groups anyway. But bottom line is, some of them already have convictions, and they've been released anyway. Do you want them back on your streets? Do you want them to be in your neighborhood? But again, the pushback comes from the left because they think we can make this part of a campaign thing. I said it the other day. I truly believe violence in our streets is probably going to be the bigger issue over anything else as we go to November. Now, will that be Trump's fault because of more violence in the street, or will it be because of what's already going on? And cities that don't want this kind of help? And again, former Vice President Joe Biden, he's looking at that as a possibility for a leg up on his campaign. He has been calling the anarchists attacking federal property in Portland, Oregon for 50-plus nights peaceful protesters. Peaceful protesters. He has not condemned the violent actions of the rioters who attacked the federal courthouse, vandalized it, attempted to set it ablaze, throwing different items at federal agents. He still says they're peaceful. Is a man not only senile but blind at this point? If he's senile, I feel for him. And if he's blind, I feel for him. But if he's honest and looks at the facts, they're not peaceful. Chicago police just released a piece of video from a shooting that happened over Sunday along one of the rivers, bridges over the river in Chicago. They got it out in the Chicago area trying to identify these folks. A bunch of guys going up and down a walkway at 2:30 in the morning. First, I want to say they're thugs. I don't know if they're all thugs. They're just out. Who knows what they're doing at 2:30 in the morning? Maybe nothing bad, most of them. But at least a couple of them had weapons because I see a car going by on the street. One pulls out his pistol, opens fire on the car, and another one joins him. They end up killing the driver and hurting others. 2:30 in the morning. It's all caught on a surveillance camera, but police were nowhere to be found. Now, were they not available, stretched too thin? I don't know. Would that have been a place where maybe a federal agent could have been, kind of watch them and keep them moving, and maybe it wouldn't have happened? I don't know. We will never know. But if you want to continue to allow this kind of stuff happen over and over again, then you're going to get into this attitude. But the problem we face now is that the Democrats are going to label this as a race war created by Donald Trump. The rumblings are no longer just rumblings and murmuring. They're full-scale, volume up, loud burst, again, to the Illinois Congressman Rush.
I think that when Trump is really trying to do, my friend, I think that Trump is really trying to instigate a race war. Trump wants to instigate a race war. He wants to have black folks, white, fighting white folks, so he can rise up and say, I'm the real grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, and I'm the president. Re-elect me. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to play to the fears, to the racial animus that exists among certain white people, and he would do everything and anything to that because he wants to be re-elected.
So Congressman Bobby Rush making those statements. Now, again, I'm asking you to, as I say, I don't know the congressman. I don't know if he does have a speech impediment or suffered some stroke in the past. Let's don't focus on that. I just want you to make sure you heard his comments. Don't be critical of someone if they're having difficulty speaking. Don't do that. Just look at the issue of the facts of what he's stating. Basically, we don't need federal agents. We don't need them. He's going to tell you what they do need in a minute. I'll hold that off for you. But this was a radio interview with a host by the name of Joe Madison when he was asking about federal law agents being sent in to help stop unrest and violence. Democrat Congressman Bobby Rush founded the Illinois Black Panthers. Just want to point that out as a fact. He does have a history of making provocative comments himself. Just last month, he likened the Chicago Police Union to the KKK. Here's what he said. The Chicago Fraternal Order of Police is the most rabid, racist body of criminal lawlessness by police in the land. It stands shoulder to shoulder with the Ku Klux Klan then and now. He said the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police and KKK are like kissing, hugging, law-breaking cousins. And of course, Tuesday night, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said, I will not allow Trump to send in federal forces to, quote, terrorize my city, terrorize your city. And she's doing that just as a mass shooting wounded 15 at a funeral home in Chicago's South Side. They look at Trump, he's going to bring terror, trying to start a race war. And Joe Biden says, well, just look at how Trump is doing everything.
What President Trump has done in going his spreading of racism, the way he deals with people based on the color of their skin, their national origin, where they're from, is absolutely sickening.
We're going to get into that in more detail in the next hour. Because here's Biden trying to play the race card against Trump, saying he's made some things and what he's done are sickening. And, of course, there's nothing that can be stated and pointed out that says it's right. Nothing. You could pick up some words here and there if you want, but it's an overall policy. Bottom line is, wait till I'll remind you and Joe Biden what he has said in the past, which certainly qualify as racist remarks. We also have former Attorney General Eric Holder saying we need to be concerned about Trump using, quote, paramilitary forces. He's saying Trump might use paramilitary forces to suppress the vote. You see how far they're going with this now? All right, back to Illinois Congressman Bobby Rush. You don't want federal troops. You got violence all over your city. What do you think, sir, Chicago needs?
We don't need, in Chicago, we don't need federal agents. We need federal aid, all right? Send some money in here to create some summer jobs. And that will do more to curtail outbreaks of violence in Chicago than any federal troop could possibly or agent could possibly do. Send aid, don't send federal agents.
Correct. Once again, handout, send us money. Obama's in office 8 years. How much did he send Chicago? How much did he help compared to what Trump has done in the first 3.5, now close to 4 years of his administration on the economy?
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee. Them old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We'll never defund the police. We will hire more great police. We want to make law enforcement stronger, not weaker. What cities are doing is absolute insanity. While others want to defund, defame, and abolish the police, I want to support and honor our great police.
President Trump again, and speaking about we're not going to defund the police, and cities that are doing so, you're insane. They're doing it in Portland. And then, of course, everybody in the protesters in Portland attacked the mayor last night when he showed up. Even though he's doing what they want. The other day, the Oakland, California mayor, a Democrat, had her house attacked by protesters and hit with graffiti because she wasn't acting fast enough to defund police. And when she got attacked, what did she do? Oh, she called police. You want the violence to end in Portland? Well, all right, just pull the federal agents out. Let them have the federal courthouse. Let them burn it to the ground. Take it over. Would that make anybody happy? Would that bring peace? Of course not. Where's the next target? Look at what happened in Denver. The other day, they had over the weekend a Back the Blue event Sunday afternoon. Now, this is an annual event they have in Chicago, pro-police rally, scheduled to be Sunday from 3 to 6 o'clock in Denver Civic Center Park. The attorney who helped organize it said the Denver police chief asked him to either reschedule or move it. I'm fearing, he said, officers could be put in danger as Black Lives Matter demonstrators plan a counter-protest. Well, again, the attorney said, my response is, get their officers to do their job. Just do that. If there are people breaking the law, stop them. They have nothing to fear from us. We're just simply there to praise the police. Well, of course, soon after the rally began, here came anti-police demonstrators moving in, banging drums, blowing whistles, clanging pops, shouting obscenities, and it was not long before fist fights started. Who started the first one? Who cares? It started. Women started pulling and attacking each other, pulling their hair. Then Black Lives Matter activists showed up, caught on video, with collapsible batons, attacking and striking several women attending the pro-police rally. And the Denver Police Union president said he has heard and found out since there was a stand-down order. Police at the pro-police rally were told if anything begins to go south, stand down. Don't do anything. Just back off. The only reason it did not get worse than what I described is because apparently one lieutenant refused to follow the order, kept his officers at the rally, and when it happened, he did send them in to put an end to it. If the police had not been there, if they'd followed the first stand-down order, I don't know how worse it would have gotten. It was bad enough as it is. Peaceful protesters supporting police suddenly attacked by Black Lives Matter protesters with batons swinging and knocking down women with them. And it's all on video. Again, the question is, with Trump sending more federal agents in a surge into Chicago, Kansas City, other such cities, is this constitutional if, in fact, the leaders of those communities do not want federal agents sent in? And two, is he going to create more harm than curing an issue? Is he going to spark, as some Democrats are claiming, and I think hoping, a race war? John Malcolm, the Heritage Foundation, expert constitutional law, will be joining us after the break. We're going to get into those, and I will promise you right now, this is going to be a powerful interview. You do not want to miss it. Please stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
My guest is an expert in constitutional law, crime and justice, with the Heritage Foundation. We've had him on numerous times before, and again, glad to welcome John Malcolm on board. Welcome, John.
Great to be with you, Larry.
Let me pick up right away with the president, of course, announcing yesterday Operation Legend. And folks, I've not had time to describe and tell you that the Operation Legend, the legend name, is named after a 4-year-old boy killed in Kansas City. You'll hear from his mother later before we wrap the hour. But the president announcing deploying 100 federal agents to Chicago. Attorney General Barr stressing these are federal agents going to task forces, working shoulder-to-shoulder with state, local colleagues. They're tactical teams, not similar to the ones used to defend riots and mob violence, but they can do that as well. John, to begin with, what is your take on him sending federal agents into Chicago?
Well, the situation in Chicago is out of hand. At the moment, I mean, the crime rate has been staggeringly and persistently high in Chicago for years. But now, particularly since when regular police officers are diverted out of neighborhoods with high crime areas and are now trying to address protesters, some peaceful, some not peaceful, in downtown Chicago, the streets are unguarded. I mean, there were 10 people shot and 3 people killed yesterday. On Tuesday, 23 people were shot, 15 outside a funeral home, and 4 died. The situation is desperate. Federal authorities have, their federal anti-gang and anti-gun laws and anti-drug laws, and they have all of the authority that they need to go in and enforce these laws, and that's what they claim they are doing, and I have no reason to doubt that.
Chicago Mayor, Chicago Mayor Lightfoot says we don't want them. We don't need them. We don't want them.
Well, that's insane politically, but it's also, she may not want them, But in this case, these federal authorities are not coming in to take over a job from local officials. They are not enforcing state criminal laws. They are enforcing federal criminal laws, and they have every right to do that. In fact, in Kansas City, they were having big spikes in crime, and I think it was the mayor there, perhaps it was the governor, welcomed federal authorities in to enforce federal anti-gun laws, and crime rate, you know, crime has started to decline as a result of that cooperation. I would think that with the situation going on now in Chicago, with neighborhoods beset by drive-by shootings, that they would welcome that cooperation.
All right, let me clarify something very quickly. So a drive-by shooting, federal agents being sent in, that they're going to deal with that kind of crime on the street? Now, you told me they're not going to try to enforce state or city laws. They're looking at federal laws. I mean, if a drive-by shooting obviously is a crime, but how do you make a federal case out of it?
Yeah, there's a lot of concurrent jurisdiction when it comes to gun crimes and drug crimes. So you're right that these are also state crimes. But if the gun traveled in interstate commerce, or if this is part of a gang activity, if this is a felon in possession of a gun, if it's somebody who acquired the gun illegally, there are all kinds of federal firearms laws that are likely being violated by the people who are engaging in drive-by shootings. My guess is that most of these people have criminal records, and they did not legally obtain their firearm.
Contrasting your view is Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano, who says consent, he said, is essence. If the mayor is not consenting and doesn't want the federal agents to be sent in, federal assets, he said, at all on the streets for law enforcement, they may have a constitutional issue.
Well, with all due respect to Judge Napolitano, again, if the agents are being called in to enforce state laws, he's right. But they have absolute authority to go into those territories, whether they get consent or not, to enforce federal laws, which is what it is they're doing. And, by the way, if there was a complete breakdown of state authority and state authorities could not enforce state laws, the president could probably send in federal law enforcement officers to do that, too. But we haven't reached that situation, and hopefully we won't.
Now, this differs from what's happening in Portland because we have federal agents guarding a federal facility there. They're not
right.
Going through the streets other than protecting that facility and maybe going out and picking up some they see taking part in some of the violence and arresting them away from the protest. There's a difference there, and yet there's not, right?
Well, it's the same situation. Federal authorities can enforce federal laws, and there are federal laws preventing the destruction or damage of federal facilities, and that's what they're doing. They're guarding federal property. They're guarding monuments on federal lands. They are protecting against federal officers
and
who are being attacked.
And federal agents, yeah, because
yes.
I saw that lasers may have blinded four of those officers trying to protect that courthouse.
Oh, and they've had stuff thrown at them, sharp objects, and people are breaking down the windows, or already one window broken down around the federal building. Absolutely, the federal authorities have every right. In fact, they have a duty to be there. Whether or not the mayor of Portland wants them there is totally beside the question.
All right, you're listening to John Malcolm, the Heritage Foundation expert in constitutional law. John, I'm going to express some views shared by a friend of mine with me, And I'm going to take his position. So here I come. First of all, before I get to that, you do know, and I'm sure you've heard, that Illinois Congressman Bobby Rush among them, and also Joe Biden already saying, this is just going to create a race war, and they think that's what Trump wants to do, is initiate a race war before the election.
Wow. I don't know whether federal authorities being there will inflame the situation or calm the situation down. I do know that if the federal authorities abandon that courthouse in Portland, it's going to be torched.
So what? Why don't we just walk away and let them have it? And then what about the other federal building down the street? They'll probably want that one next.
Right. You don't keep feeding the alligator in the hopes that the alligator gets full before it eats you. I mean, if you just allow this kind of activity to continue, people will say, "Well, all right, that didn't get their attention. Now I'll do this."
All right, let me give you the viewpoints of this friend and the argument. I gather incensed, upset. Obviously, sending these federal agents. Chicago is just. You're just asking. It's going to create more violence. It's going to create more violence by these federal agents going in. It's not going to be helping the situation.
Well, look, that is I suppose, a possibility. This may end up throwing gasoline.
So maybe
on
we
a fire
shouldn't do it. So maybe we shouldn't do it.
Well, I think that it is more likely that what will happen is what happened in Kansas City, which is they will make some key arrests, they will restore some calm, and the situation will improve. But look, this is a tinderbox. We are facing very dangerous and uncertain times, and I suppose anything can happen. Let's hope that these federal authorities are able to bring down the violence level being experienced in Chicago, because at the moment the place is being littered with dead bodies.
But you already have the mayor and other congressional delegates, Democrats, all the Democrats in there saying, if you send them in, you're going to create more trouble. So that's almost throwing, let me put it this way, opening up a fuel can, setting it near the fire, knowing that it's going to catch fire, and so they can say, we told you so. Look what you did.
Well, I think that the alternative, which is to do nothing but let the status quo either continue or escalate, is completely unacceptable. Let's hope that the president's and attorney general's bars, limited intervention, helps quell violence and not exacerbate it.
But once you cross the line and once you send them in, there is no stop at that point. I mean, you can cease, I guess, and then pull them out, but you've already, and I hate to use the term literally, but fired the shot that's going to cause more action.
You know, the president has an obligation to take care that the laws are faithfully executed, and that includes federal firearms and anti-drug and anti-gang laws. And federal authorities cannot afford to cede the field when this kind of mayhem is taking place. Every once in a while, federal authorities go in there in a ham-handed fashion, and the situation gets exacerbated, which is why they are going to have to proceed cautiously and with care and in a coordinated fashion. I have every reason to believe that that's what they will do.
And what about those who say, hey, Trump is just trying to start a race war by doing all this?
Look, I think that kind of rhetoric is just terrible. The president's primary responsibility is to enforce federal laws and to keep us safe, both domestically and from, you know, foreign invasions and attacks. And the president is fulfilling his constitutional obligations. And if people want to try to score political points one way or the other, I suppose nothing's going to stop him from doing that, but I'm not focused on that.
Illinois Congressman Rush, the Mayor Lori Lightfoot, and others all say we don't need the federal troops, and CNN's Don Lemon Fruitcake. And I call him that not because of any sexual preference, but because he's nutty. Don Lemon Fruitcake says the real problem is Chicago. You don't need federal agents. It's the availability of the guns.
Well, look, there's no question. There are a lot of illegal guns in Chicago, and that is exactly a violation of federal law. That's what the federal authorities are going in there to enforce. At the moment, the police are being distracted by all sorts of other rioting and looting that is going on, and the streets are being left to the criminals. That is why the federal authorities are going there, precisely to try to get those people who not only have illegal firearms but are using them to kill people to get them arrested and to quell this violence.
You would think the mayor of such a city would want anything we can to put a stop to it, because looking at tourism, how it could be affected. 30 seconds, your thoughts.
Yeah, I don't understand the thinking of some of these officials and how they are acting. I understand that they are very concerned about a situation that is already out of control, getting worse. That is exactly why coordination and discretion is needed at this time, and they shouldn't be resisting this sort of cooperation. Federal authorities can go in there, and if they act appropriately, and I have every reason to believe they will, can do an awful lot of good during very dangerous times.
All right, John, again, I appreciate your time very much and being very candid with us, and we'll always like to have you back on board, sir.
Good to be with you, Larry.
You bet. John Malcolm, Heritage Foundation. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I mentioned that the Operation Legend is actually named on behalf of a 4-year-old boy killed by gang violence in Kansas City. You're going to hear from his mother when we continue. As we come back out of the next break, the first voice you will hear will be the mother of that 4-year-old boy killed.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I want to thank God for giving me the strength to withstand today. Operation Legend is not to harass, it's not to harm or to hurt. It is to help investigate unsolved murders, in which one of those happened to be our innocent 4-year-old son. This operation is personal to us. We want justice for our son and others. We have to take a stand in our communities and speak up to help this operation be successful. My family and I support Operation Legend, and we strongly want our community and everyone else behind us.
Those are the words of Sharon Powell, the mother of a 4-year-old crime victim by the name of Legend Taliaferro. She was with the president yesterday as he announced Operation Legend, talking about a surge of federal agents going in to help stop violence on the streets. And, of course, gun violence, often guns used by gangs and thugs, are not properly purchased. They're either stolen and are simply gotten by illegal games and means. And she stood there after being introduced by the president, said, you heard her opening words, I want to thank God for giving me the strength to stand here today. And also emphasizing, in her opinion, Operation Legend is not to harass, not to harm or hurt, but to help deal with these crimes, which would include the death of her 4-year-old son. Back in June, Kansas City had its youngest homicide victim marked for this year. That was the 4-year-old Legend Taliaferro. He became Kansas City's 95th homicide victim in a year. They're now on track to become the city's deadliest, this year will be the deadliest in modern history. This time last year, Kansas City had 67 homicides. So that's why the president decided, you know, we need to do something about the violence that's been going on, and this young boy, we're going to honor him. Now, what was this 4-year-old doing that got him killed by a gang shooting? Well, you know, he had to be doing something wrong, really. Right, come on. I mean, or he was at least being introduced to gang members or something. Something like that. 4 years old. Something, right? No, this 4-year-old at 2:30 in the morning was sleeping in a unit of some apartments. Police think the apartment itself was targeted, but so far no arrest. And suddenly gunshots start ripping through the apartment around 2:30 in the morning. Everybody's diving for cover, and then they realize that Legend is not moving. Now, the tragedy of this story, in addition to his death by murder, guns, gangs, is that he had had, when he was 4 months old, had to have open heart surgery to even be alive to reach age 4. Open heart surgery. And they were thinking he's probably going to have another heart surgery of some type. But she said, my son is a trooper. He's living life to his fullest. And at that time, he's only 3 years old, she said, but he gives me strength that gets me through the day. Well, they got to see another year, another birthday for him. And then gang bullets killed him. So just imagine, your son born with a heart defect, you're afraid you're going to lose him in the beginning, a 4-month-old having to have open heart surgery. You pray, you're on your knees nightly, if not constantly, praying for that boy to come through the surgery, and he does. Again, his mother's words.
One thing about Legend, he was exciting. He loved basketball. He was a ball of joy. And I want his legacy to live on, and I want us to continue to fight against violence and also get justice for my son and others. So with this operation, I want it to be successful. My one and only child who fought through open heart surgery at 4 months is gone due to senseless gun violence. Children are supposed to be our future, and our 4-year-old son didn't make it to kindergarten. I stand here today as a mother fighting against violence for my son, Legend Taliaferro.
Remember that name. Name that name. Legend Taliaferro. Legend Taliaferro. Operation Legend named in his honor as the Trump administration tries to bring more peace and stop the violence in our streets from gangs or anything else. In cities that cannot get a hold of it or are not trying or just not doing enough or handcuffing their police. Where do I see all of these supporters and concerns about Black Lives Matter, about Legend? There was not one protest in his behalf. No one stood out there and said, remember Legend's name. Coming up in the next hour, more on the accusations that Trump's trying to start a race war. And Joe Biden claiming that Donald Trump is a racist president and, in fact, is our first racist president. And we'll catch Joe Biden in some remarks he made, which he wants you to forget. And also more on the Planned Parenthood blockbuster involving the very founder of Planned Parenthood when we continue.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.